This morning, I'm turning to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, I read to you verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. And this is the text for meditation this morning. There are only three words in this verse, but it speaks volumes to us. Remember Lot's wife. And these are the words of Lord Jesus Christ, and he spoke these words to warn his disciples of unbelief which had gripped the Pharisees, so that they are not able to realize the danger of their perishing in sin. Though they are their sins, and yet they will not give themselves up to the Savior. And they were willfully rejecting all evidences of Jesus as the Christ. And though they say their scriptures, they are not able to give their minds to the truth of the scripture. The Eka Nano Pay said, you mean science away from. Nah, I don't know, I see Enkai Lot's name. Sorry, but the theme or the subject is Lot's wife. But the verse tells us, Lot's wife. That's what we are our subject for thinking through this verse. The dream is asking me that the just a Lot's name. I don't know, the Bible says, you're not the name. Enkai Lot. You're not the name. You're Na me kan say sabe si en sin foa fe mi en sabe but I can't say me bring joy na sa se we used to e vra ni yakopon o kan de bo the sian fo ni chiko fo e fa anje ndi ho if we say anje ndi na na farasi fo a butu won ama a show mo so much as say omo ko ni omo ti bu no a omo bewu ahia omo na inform ho bra but some be the Christo edi na ko ti mi ajo omo nkwa na omo ajo wo jumbo ni mu no omo aka sa form be mi se en so ade hu aye Christo aye adansi di a wa ye nya no omo be se omo ji tu se ono ni Christo ono ni aje nkwa no a wa be wi asu ti na obo de su obo so ko so mu su hwe ye e wo sa nsemu ihu and these unbelieving Jews were expecting a Messiah. And they were expecting a political Messiah whose kingdom would showcase worldly pomp and magnificence, who would enrich them with worldly riches, reputation, power, and all that the world gives people, and people, the worldly people call them good. Now, sir, and the Jew for Israel for Pharisee for only anxiety for you. Now, in Ukraine, you know, also pair any that's what I said, I don't call you Baba. No more page on one or you or Baba, Bama, if we ask, if we ask, if we are better job, if we ask our name, if we ask our money, I don't want the Hindian no best special player, a homo swore and a fetia, who we ask, yeah, the puffs and a yellow, and no, 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 and we ask two media, and we ask Yakasia, and on an assessor, and you do for you for us a dream. Don't you? Moka Bible, no grandma, dear Kafajan, no more so with your margin. If you say Bible, no, and Chester, Jim, Grandma, Bassano, yes, Omono, Omodo, and there's so much you said that we are Jim Powell in the FA. I don't want to buy your water, we are Simu. I don't want to buy my India, EDA. I don't want to buy my, we ask it to me, Abedia, sir. And as I said, they were looking for a worldly political Messiah whose kingdom would showcase magnificence and worldly pomp, whose blessings would be that of worldly riches, reputation, power, so that those who follow him, the people would say, oh, these are the great men of this world, you see. But that was what they were thinking of. So that all the great signs and miracles performed by Lord Jesus Christ and his teachings, which were so clear, which they cannot even stand against, because sometimes they say, oh, he teaches that nobody does. He's able to tell them about the truth of God that nobody is able to, but still they were blinded to his presence in this world. So, and then now, my dear, yeah, and then njuma odi ye eni no no ani chere kra na omo atumi ka so ni sa be ma ni ni chere e ti bi brother na etumi otumi ka no prepa ni nye chere no na omo ni fra so bo so wa pa we are seeing. Before I move on, you know that unbelief is so senseless. Yet, that is the main obstacle, the common obstacle for to all unbelievers. All those who do not believe in Jesus Christ, they are trouble. Whatever sin that controls them is unbelief. Nipanya omu fasa omu di omu kra ni omu adrin ni omu ube ma Christo no. Aye, anjendi, ene yo isi akwany. Enfawni boni biya ubiya u. Ubiya boni biya na, they try to understand. So wamba Christo waye, anjendi. Omu fasa odi, or take the credit to himself, choose to Abba, Abba, who am I for this? Also, the rest of the listen to the answer the Lord Jesus Christ gave to the inquiry of this unbelieving Pharisees in our reading, verse 20 to 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observations, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. When they came to ask him, well, we want a test. We want something to testify, some kind of. And indeed, the Lord says we have done so many physical things for them. They have done miracles. So, what observation do they want again? You see, unbelief would never bow to. Even if the evidence is there. So, they came to ask him. We want something to see. But he tells them, the kingdom of God is within you. Meaning that he directed them to himself as the Messiah. He is the one who has come. So they should come and trust in him. And for them to know him, it must be by faith, not by sight. They wanted to have that as a physical benefit from the Messiah. But indeed, the Lord Jesus has done so many things for the poor and for the needy and ill and for many things. But they want far beyond that. They want as I said, political influence and what will make them prominent. So, they want to have that physical things and not a spiritual kingdom, because the kingdom of Christ, from the time he came till now, it exists in every true believer. Anyone who comes to rest their hopes in him, he has come to receive the kingdom of God in himself. Anyone who comes to repent of sin and trust in him, every true believer has received the kingdom of God in his heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ rules in the hearts of all his people, but they didn't want such a savior who have to take control of their heart, who have to take control of their mind, whom they have to yield up their souls to God. So they want a savior that probably they will show, kind of a hypocritical reverence to him, and then their heart and mind will be with them and do whatever they want to do. So they want a savior who promotes their worldly prosperity. As I said, they didn't want a savior who would take control of their heart. They want to keep their heart and yes, follow the Lord. So, but he told the kingdom of God is within you. He, on one of our names, Ajonquano, on one also, I will be as a virginity of Babetana. And friends, I think many today hold a similar misconception about like this Pharisee that also. Many people hold the same conception today. They probably bring them so almost so ejinasa and your mind in a prayer and for Christ to win. She said for a sea for found quite young. Miss Mama being found quite young when they are Jempano. If I bring for sir, I bring her any papa. They have many people hold this misconception like the Pharisees about salvation. You see, many people think that if they believe in Jesus, their wealth and health must be prosperous. I remember when I was younger, I used to hear some, they call it a gospel song, like it's a devil song. The song is Osumya Mia Amunya. And they used to play it in churches, we didn't play. Osumya Mia Amunya, Osumya Mia Amunya. And they call it a gospel song. How can the gospel of Jesus Christ means that? It's not gospel song, you see. Again, that verse, some of this, or we say we should be careful with them. It's the rather opposite of what the Bible says. I'm sure some of us who heard that song remember. And it was very popular, like some of these popular songs all over. So because of this idea that, well, when I come to Jesus Christ, I mean, my bodily troubles, my afflictions, and my wealth, I mean, my wealth and my business, my life even in this world should be prosperous. Because of this, so despite all the gospel invitations for them to repent of their sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who will save them from their sins, they are not interested. And for instance, I bring up a shape with them, say, well, you want to say to the Uber Christian, so what you send there? Or say, Yahunya, or say, well, bravo, and maybe I'll put the Ukra, no, and yet I just want to hear a bra. I appreciate them with you, Mutu. Who constant panic threat at the point of phobia, sacral, my brain, no Monte Christo, and you know, and you're moving on. And fast answer for you. So many people don't want to hear the gospel. Why you tell them that repent and believe in Jesus Christ? It's not enough. It is like a secondary matter to many people today. You tell them, oh yes, oh yes, we know Jesus Christ has come, but they want more. What more do you want again? You see, they want more, and that there are more they want is nonsense, because the purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to this world to save us from sin. And yet, this is a small matter with these people. They want Jesus who deliver them from poverty, diseases, and exempt them from life calamities. Well, indeed, it is true. Jesus Christ helps believers whom he has saved. He helps us in our troubles, but he doesn't exempt us from troubles. You see, yes, Christ, in the cross of why the JD for your bravo, how near the boy or so you move a boy. And so, and in the cross, we see how, like, how and by so. How the whole be on your how the on your how may choose to fall, but then was the how more or so you know, no why. So, how can you believe anyone believe in Jesus when that person accepts freedom for his body and not salvation for his soul? How can you believe when you want freedom for your body and not salvation for your soul? Everything away to me about this to enjoy the day. A brow opening, a hot child, a mouth, you pay the other way, then you will crack. You cannot find him. So it's many people can hear the gospel 1,000 times, but because they are looking for wrong Jesus, they cannot be saved. They say, they have heard, they want to believe in him, but the purpose of believing is not that their sins, well, even if they are thinking of their sins, their main aim is that they will be relieved from life troubles. Again, I read to you, remember Lot's wife. That's our subject this morning. What I've just said is all about the passage trying to warn us about, because it tells us in in verse 33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. You see? And he went so. So the whole warning has this unbelief and people who want to want this life and not eternal life. But as I said, the main subject is remember Lot's wife. Friends, first, let's remember her sins. The Bible tells us to remember Lot's wife. Let's remember her sins. That's what the Bible wants us to know. The first thing, remember, I think we'll remember just two things, and it has so much to tell us. Her disobedience to God's word. Let's remember her disobedience to God's word. In Genesis chapter 19, in our reading, verse 17, we were told that, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth, the angel that brought them, was saving them, brought them forth, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. So before God would destroy Sodom, Lot, his wife, and two daughters were told by the angel to escape from the city, and their commands were the word of God. The angels didn't have any discipline, but it was a word of God that they told them. It was a command. So they were commanded not, look not behind thee. They were commanded, as they are going, for their safety, they shouldn't look back. You see? It was not just they are going, it's good to go, but don't look back. That's what the command was. But, you know, this seemed to be a simple command, yet it carries in it the power of God for their deliverance. You see, their going is one thing, and they are not looking back also. So, you go, you don't look back. So, if you go and you look back, there's a trouble. You see? And the first lesson tells that there are many who want to give half obedience to God. That also, well, when God says something, well, I will do the one I can, but the rest, which I feel, I mean, It's so restricting, I would not. So, look, go, they tell them, escape to the mountain, let that be consumed. Look not behind thee. Look not behind thee. As I said, it's a simple command. Look not behind thee. Don't look back. It's a simple command. But then it carries in it the power of God for their deliverance. The Edika Yeshua for Lord. Bible says, Yankai Lord in the room. Now, Mr. Edika, he said, Yankai in one year or year, in one pen or year. Edika, now, so there or your mind and book for us. If you see a Genesis chapter 19, verse 17, or say, now, if you see a book or a omudi omu ebai angel no omu kwa so omu kwa je lot ne bucha omudi omu pie no so omu nko no omu ma omu enkwa omu kwa ho ntolo no omu nya fa fa ho je fi esai le no ne momu hwe akire momu hwe omuti na momu sa so ntina enchenchen no omu nko e omu nko afi kwa le so na nya sai bia omu ebe esai no be ka omu enzi omu sha se so omu ko pa I saw him catch up, and I saw him go. Then I saw him today. I saw him. Na I was say omutie sa asem. Na nkupon tumi na beje omu kwa na was asem egbu. Because that one dia asem no ndia, that na bi nkupon tumi no a ode eje mu no onfa mamu. But then we are told in verse 26, the first part of chapter 9, the 26, the first part. But his wife looked back from behind him. See, so don't look back, but in verse 26, we are told, but his wife looked back from behind him. And she acted in a direct disobedience to that command. Immediately she was don't look back. When she was she looked back. A direct disobedience, you see, to what God commanded. But you know, the command was the very word of the Almighty God. Don't look back, it was the word of the Almighty God. The year and was almost on one Bible says a kind of verse 26 of chapter 9, Genesis chapter 19. Or say, now almost one and a year no trinity. No, me kasa. Oyadia, I said, "Yamu pon sem no kain na na ofesu ogusu." So, omo ko no oda ni hwenati. And na me kasa, that sem no I say omo hwe omo. E yamu pon ya oyɛ yamu pon kokoko yi. Awo oka okasa e wiase embra na ba obo de na na no keke na bo wiase. Na sem ba, also e na sem. The same God who said, "Let there be light," there was light. The same Almighty God who said, things will come and they came to be. The same Almighty God who said, don't look back. This is why. But you see, as I said, she thought, well, it was just a mere word. But it was the word of the Almighty God. You see, so it was a word against the great command of the great God. In Psalm 23, verse 8 to 9, we are told, let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him, for he spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. You see, God speaks and it is done. The word of God, when God speaks, even if it's there, that God has said, so long as he has said it, it's not another word. See, that's what sometimes people forget. When God has, even if it's an ordinary speech, if God has used that speech as a command, as a counsel, or as a promise, it's not a simple word. See, let me kind of say, Yangu Puasem, and for the year, Asamba Gupe. Say as some party pack up, but you go fast as an no the cabby be say be a wash, say be a share, and I say a fine trivia. And you have some interesting person. And that is how we see the word of God. The word of God is not it's not like any ordinary word that we joke with it. Bible says, oh no can na yabo, or no shall na. That is God. Only he can do that. Again, this is no there's that popularity well we when we are saved, God has given us that power that we can speak things to be. Word of faith. It's foolishness. Only God, Bible says, for his faith it was done, he commanded and stood fast. Who can do that? And people claim they can well speak things to be. What have they spoken to be? They are deceiving themselves. It makes them to undermine the word of God. If you think you, as a human being created, you can speak things to be, what's your power? God has not, the Lord Jesus Christ has not the greatest power, but well, God has not delegated his power to those that he saved. No. He has not given us the command that we should speak and it will work. No. He has not given us that command. So you see, when people put this in their mind, they undermine the word of God. It's God's word alone that stands fast. If he says, it is like when you said, let there be light, and there was light. The power that goes with that, the same thing to anything God has said. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, Matthew, that though the world and everything will pass away, but not a tittle, not a little portion of God's word will pass. It will accomplish its purpose. If it is spoken against a nation, a kingdom, or a person, if it's spoken against a sinner or sinners, it will stand. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It's the word of God, you see. But we can see that maybe our Lord's wife deceived herself, saying that, well, look, not behind thee, it was merely to restrict her freedom. Well, like remember in the Garden of Eden, how Satan deceived Eve as if God is restricting them. No, this is the word of the Almighty God. Look not behind thee. So the Bible tells, remember Lord's wife who looked behind when God said they should look forward. Remember Lord's wife in her disobedience. You see, the same way when it comes to salvation, many today like her treat the words of Jesus to sinners to repent and believe in him as the Savior, Lord, with no seriousness. They think, well, they've heard it all over. We have heard, believe in Jesus. Well, one of the words. No, these are the words of the Almighty God. When the Lord Jesus Christ says that sinners should come to him to be saved, it is not just another word. Yes, Christ will announce them, this is my Lord's wife, or fire, who wants them, or truly gentle, will stand and even agree. And then, so yes, Christ will announce them, or catch out the wire for. So, I'm going to say, no moon genuine this or no idea of one. And you will write, you know, among friends, every beyond phantom. Every time they hear it, no, it's not with them. Many honor the words of their doctors, their lawyers, their teachers, more than Jesus. Then also, the Hebrew, we ask him, see a doctor, you are in the doctor, I can't send you, and I say, go read it. Health, and as a community will be a check your crap also, if I see a dear mama, and my abundant train. And as they are, be a dear, some of a court, my small catch it here, and if you post teacher, small castle, some of it here. But yes, Christ has sent here. I do, or so common to many people. Yes, Christ has sent here, somewhere, of every pastor, and yes, here. What is madness? It's madness because the Almighty God, he said, repent. He tells you to repent and believe in him. He said, well, it's one of those things. No. Let's remember the gospel is the power of God to save sinners. It's the power of Christ. And there's power in the gospel when people believe. Nobody believes the gospel and will not be saved, genuinely. It's the power of God to save sinners. So, how can I be saved if I don't trust in the Savior? And also, repentance and faith in Jesus Christ is God's command. When we hear repent and believe, it's a command from God. It's not something you can decide or not. It's a command. You see? Because if you don't obey the command, there's a consequence. It's a command to all sinners to turn to Him and lay down their rebellion and sin. Yes, Christ could ask himself, Sakra, why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing this? Why do you man not on Joe? So the catacher to point the piano, a yenche. And she said, yea, I saw a day near born in a young fan to form, you can come on. It's a command to every rebel. It's a command to everyone who is a sinner. Every sinner is a rebel. Every sin we do, we rebel against God's command. In Acts chapter 17, verse 31 to 32, this is the words of Apostle Paul. It says, in the times of this ignorance, God went out speaking to how God left the Gentiles in their sin. But it says, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. To repent and believe in Jesus Christ is a command. Say, best sacred dream, if you want me to be a Christian, it isn't something you decide to take on. It's a command because if you do not, it's a consequence. Like that of the wife of Lot, look not behind thee, and we are told, but his wife looked back from behind him. Look not, and he should look back. It's a direct, disobedience. Why God is commanding every person, every sinner to repent? Look at the continuation. Because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness but that man whom he had given. Wherefore he had given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead. He had given assurance that he has raised us from the dead for the purpose for our salvation. Or then the city of Susan was nearly used to fee. Who for so was what the young man here. We saw the debut one day at Timuda, at a debut of Bayat Timuda when we are senior. And God wants everyone to hear and to repent. But how many will take this word? The long delay in unbelief is a mockery of God. Some international and some Yamupan, some sacrament, you know, a tree up as the point for this in Yamupo. Some myself, may sacrament, when from Russia used to be sacrament, may sacrament one moon, that means you pray Jesus Christ to non Jimmy. So, one man, the boy, for an amateur, but some may have some one moon. I mean, Jindino, a tree, who's in Yamupo, some tree. Because, as I said, a command. You see, I mean, when we are commanded and we ignore it, we mock it. That also is a mockery. But the question is, how long will you mock God? A question is, now, baby, I'm going to want to pray. So, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. Embracing now, baby, I'm going to pray. Well, how many years have you got to live? The first thing. Few years to come, we all die. Then, all that you thought you didn't want to do, you don't want to give up yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. You go and meet him. And make a great neighbor with you. Now, the young person we have, the person who's not born, you know, what we share. And all the enjoyment of sin you ever had, you forget about it. I'm sure we know that in this life, when troubles comes, we forget that we have ever had any happiness. That also. Maybe see a cat say, we ask him, say, how bad? Yeah, any real people say, you need to cry. Just as illness. When we are ill and we don't feel well, we cannot even remember that we have ever had any happiness. Say, I read now, say, home to a yard. Can you see any Jacob? We are similar. Then we will pull water, any up, and I think that would light and don't even interest us. The same it is. At the day of judgment, all the enjoyment of sin that ended you, you forget them. There's no remembrance of them. As the psalmist said, there's no remembrance of those who have died. That's what it means. It's not that God will not remember their sin or their souls are perishing. All that they did in this world, for them, the enjoyment is gone. If ever you enjoyed any sin, and because of that, you don't want to give yourself to Jesus Christ, a day is coming that enjoyment will be gone. Because how many years have you got to live? Your life will be taken from you, and then you go and meet him. Perhaps they remember Lot's wife. Bible says, Kai Lot, Nereno. If you say any, I didn't see a time I went to me and my Christian, Jemboni, I hear what they're talking about here with them. Who are, I didn't know any of you, Bonimono, who not any Jenny view. Who could she have for a that enjoyment to be taken away. And then there's no, a taste of that. The next thing of Lot's wife was we are remembering her sins. I said only two sins. So we have remembered her disobedience to God's command. Another thing is her paying attention to what he was leaving behind in Sodom. Said, or then I got told there, all shame or Sodom. So quite so few back and go. I'm not dying, I'm station, we be no. They were leaving it behind. So paying attention to that was another sin that we should remember. Because even at first, to leave all possessions in Sodom to be destroyed seemed to have distracted Lot himself. Even for Lot, initially, it was a distraction to him that he was leaving everything. Because, but his, at least it was before they were told not to look behind. His feeling that he was not quick to go, as if that he's not willing to leave the things in Sodom. Was before they were told not to look back. Let me read to you in Genesis chapter 19, 15 to 16. We are told, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, he was lingering. I said, I shall be our only little baby. Oh, young girl, may God go right there, not far away, not quick out of her, who appear? He was confused. But Lot has a substance, at least. So leaving these things, Lot became a temptation to him. You see, before I move on, this is one of the lessons that if we want to have many of the world things, as a hindrance. That also, Lot was having a hindrance because he had some things to leave. But and then they laid hold on his hand and took him. They laid hold on his hand, upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his daughters. The Lord being merciful unto them, and they brought him forth and set him without the city, so that even they have to hold them up. I'm sure they were all distracted initially. They are living every relations and things, and they were feeling reluctant to move. Despite they've been told there's going to be a distraction, but they have to be held and taken up. And the Lord be merciful unto them. God is so patient with sinners, you see. Those that God will save is so patient to save. But if people continue their sin, and they brought them forth and set them without it. So they brought them. So the wife has witnessed it. Then also, when they were laying with the angels, has took them, has to take them out. They ran on side with the Okahubi. Yes, so many of them appear quiet. Osaka used to hear the man say, a seminar above that canoe. They have seen them here. But they have to pull them out. And they were brought out of Sodom. And yet, the heart of his wife could not break away from Sodom. And they ran Akuma. Though your form of Sodom, no, Nakuma and if Sodom. That's the same thing. Her heart was turned back in Sodom. Her heart was turned to the place where her treasure was. And Nakuma did the new man to be now the Japadia had their walk. And by this it was easier for her to look back. You see, when they were going, her heart was behind. So it was easier for her to turn back to, where the heart was gone. So the eyes tend to look back where the heart was. Remember that the one of Lord Jesus Christ said that where your heart, where your treasure is, where that's where your heart will be done also. So that her heart was in Sodom, so her eyes also were turned there. So we see that she was feeling reluctant to lose the comfort of Sodom. And yet that was not the place of sin. But she was reluctant to leave. Similarly, if we look at what Lot's wife did, it was kind of a fear of losing the comfort of Sodom. The same way with many today, they are not willing to lose the comfort of the world. Worldly comforts. Comfort from relationships, comfort from reputation, possession, entertainment. In order to give their heart and life to Jesus Christ. Many will calculate and say, well, if I give myself to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will lose many things. I will have to cut off many things. I have to cut off many comforts which the world offers. I may have to deny myself for these things. And their heart say no. All the things in the world, they will say no. They will say no. My heart, if I should just attend church, fine. But to give my heart to Jesus Christ, no. Because there's so much in the world for me. I don't want to leave. So the fear of losing the comfort of Sodom is the fear of many today. They are not willing to lose prestige in life. That people, the kind of respect, if people see them, they become a serious Christian in the world, they will despise them. No, they are not willing. They are willing to be seen as nice people to all. Because when we become Christian, differently because of we want to obey the Lord. At a point, people, those that are closer to Him, they may become, they will be offended in us. Because, for instance, for every Sunday, I have to be serious Christian, not just attending church. Maybe they have programs and other things, I have to go along with them. But no, I have to observe the Lord's Day. If I don't observe the Lord's Day, I'm breaking the fourth commandment. And the true Christian will say, no, I don't want to break the fourth commandment. And they will say, I'll all go to church. They will be offended. No, I cannot go with you. To the Lord's Day. They are offended. And how many of us want people to be offended in that way? People want to please people than to please God. No. So when people consider this, no, I cannot be a serious Christian. I can go to church, but I cannot really commit myself to the Lord. I can show off religion, but I cannot be a serious Christian. I have many things to do in the world. The Christian don't have many things to do in the world. All that he has to do in the world is to please the Lord. If what I do in the world make me sin against the Lord, no. So you see, but the people, many people, no, they are not willing. So worldly comfort and all that, like we see Lot's wife, why did she turn? Because she was looking back to Sodom. See? But let's remember, there must be denial of the world and self before any can truly believe in Jesus Christ. There must be denial of self and the world.
The world is in opposition to God. It's not for the world. We are going to talk of the world, not the sinful. The world, even that now, sinful thing can be used to turn against the Lord. The whole system of life that is not under God's will is the world. Whether the possessions, God, the believer, his life, his possession, is submissive to God. So the whole system of life and everything that is not submissive to God is the world. Because anything that does not submit to God will be used in rebellion against. So that even if I'm a Christian, I don't serve, and I'm a rich Christian, I don't serve the Lord with my substance, the Lord, the devil helps you to use it to oppose God's word. You see, everything in the world for the believer is under God. My life, my time, my everything is under God. It's under Christ if I'm saved. So that if I'm not saved, then I think I have something for myself. A little for myself. Well, this time is for my pleasure. It's not for God. No, the Christian entire life, everything is for him. So that there's nothing that I should give up for him that it should be a hindrance if I have denied myself for him. The Lord Jesus Christ himself counseled everyone who desires salvation. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. He knows how it is difficult for us. We are born into this world, our heart is in this world. And let him deny himself. But Lot's wife, as we see, didn't want to. Her heart was behind, so her eyes were turned back. You see? As the Bible teaches us, what we think, what we desire, it's our life. Our physical body is just, it's nothing. What a man thinks is what the body will do. So as long as our heart is in the world, it doesn't matter how our bodies come to the presence of God, our mind is gone out from him. You see, there's a need for self-denial. Yes, the fear of losing the worldly comfort is the plague that deadens the desire to forsake the world of faith, vanities, and toys. As the Hebrew writer said, of faith, toys. Yes. To the Christian, the things of the world is like toys to the command of the Lord. So that nothing in the world should move my heart to live my God. So that even if I'm a Christian, I've fallen, I've given up my heart to the world, it becomes a pity in my heart. Deny the Lord who has loved me? You see? But then, like I said, the heart of Lot's wife was in Sodom. So it is. Many, many have their heart in the world, and they don't want to take out their heart in the world, so they cannot surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. But my question to anyone who's loving the world so that he cannot surrender himself or herself to Christ, my question to you is that, do you desire to be saved from your sin? And also, you want to deliver from God's judgment? Then remember Lot's wife, Kailot. If you want God to save you from your sin and from the judgment to come, then remember Lot's wife. And that you don't repeat her mistakes. The longing for worldly comfort is an enemy to the salvation of the soul. It's an enemy to a work of holiness. It's an enemy to any commands of God. To these longings, this is far beyond just like having just such a test in your heart for worldly comfort. It's an enemy to salvation of the soul. I cannot love the world and love God. No, it's not possible. I cannot be somebody who wants to feel good in the world and still have salvation. No. You see, as I said, when we want to become a true Christian, we'll have to suffer many things. But as the Lord Jesus Christ supports us in our sufferings, if we are obedient to him and then we are suffering, the Lord will support us. He will not leave us. He will comfort our heart, and in his own wisdom, he will provide the things that we may need. And he will not spoil us with the comfort as the world people want to have in the world. Because even to receive the gospel, we are warned in Matthew 13:22 that in the parable of the sower, that the love of the world and the riches chokes the world. He said that in Matthew 13:22, he also that receiveth seed among the thorns, is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, the care, and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. The deceitfulness of riches. You see, the riches of this world deceives, because it promises us relief. That also, it promises us comfort, it promises us reputation, it promises us so much. But then the Christian, the one who comes to Christ, wouldn't think of these promises. He comes to the Savior and trusts in him, and whatever he's provided for, he lives on. So he's grown out of this world. The Christian, when we become Christians, we don't think of what the world will offer us. We think of what the Lord himself permits in our life to continue for him. But to think of worldly comfort becomes a hindrance. So it chokes the word. So we have remembered the sins of Lot's wife. Quickly, we are almost done. Let's remember her punishment. So, second one is what Nakuma at Kakor 2 in your man at Sodom. The Bible says, "Enkai Lord, you know, Enkai Nasuchians." So we remember her punishment in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 19. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. It was sudden. Her punishment was sudden. Immediately she turned. Lord tells us she became a pillar of salt. Perhaps she thought it was a small thing to look back to Sodom. If you are just Sodom. She thought it was just a small thing. But friends, to be careless of any danger is fatal. For instance, you have this petrol or this LPG gas, and you are told not to light the fire. Lighting the fire is a simple thing, but don't light it closer to the fuel. Light it, you are burned. That's how God's commands are. When there's a God's commands a danger, if it is done, it's fatal. Every command, every danger sign shows us there's fatality. Immediately it is broken, there will be a precedent. Even in our world, you are driving, they've told you there's a fallen rocks here, so don't go closer there. I go there. What will happen to you? You fall into that. So the same thing with Lot's wife. Look not behind. She looked, and we are told, and she became. It didn't take time. You see how God punishment that. Immediately she turned, she became a pillar of salt. It's a testimony of her disobedience. A mere kind of nipper, was over here, and she see, and she never see it as you. And like I said, what are dangerous signs for? They are to warn us about what? Fatalities. I'm sure everyone here has heard about the second coming of Jesus Christ, where we must all appear before him in judgment. I'm sure we have all heard it. But my question to you, are you careless about this? I'm sure you will be asked to pay. I'm saying, what then upon so ordering faster, the Bible tells us, remember Lot's wife. There was judgment, and she was warned, but she didn't listen. Remember Lot's wife. Are you also careless about the second return and the day of judgment, where all will come and stand before him, and then all receive to ourselves what we have done with our life, if we have not come to Lord Jesus Christ? You know, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So if I come to Lord Jesus Christ, I am free from this judgment. And the day of judgment, yes, we will all be there, but then the one who believes in Jesus, his sins will not be judged. Because he will be saved from his sins, he will be given the power to live, to please the Lord, and all his sins will be covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. The righteousness of Christ covers him. So he will not be judged. So, yes, Christopher, I think, they say never katana so the mother ba go born him nobody safe because he listened and came to him like the Lord's wife to go ahead and not to look back was their safety, was a temporal safety. So for you and I to listen, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and to yield our heart and life to him and trust in him, he forgives us. And the Bible says, when he forgives us, there's no condemnation. So this is if you are born in Moa, born in a fable being hope your mind. We are now waiting for the day to come where he will take us from this world. But then let's remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will surely come to pass. It will come. It doesn't matter how long it will take. But the fact is that, what are you doing about that? There was going to be a destruction at Sodom. There's going to be a destruction of this world. What are you doing? Are you still in your sin or have you come to him? Are you desiring the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? Come to him. Call on him. He died on the cross of Calvary to save sinners from destruction. To save sinners from their defilement in sin and destruction of hell. Oje o wu isi o beje bo efo fi omo bon ni e pro ye ashe e mu no ene da chi atem bu e wa de bo efo so. Will you also come to him, or will you be like Lot's wife? Bible tells us, remember Lot's wife, and let's take lessons from his fall so that none of us repeat a mistake. May the Lord help us as we think on this. Let's pray together.